Species unite.
Despite all of the information that we see promoting dairy, you cannot promote plant-based milk unless you also promote dairy even more. It just goes to show that there's something more to it.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Novogratz. This is Species Unite. We have a favor to ask. If you like today's episode and you have a spare minute, could you please rate and review Species Unite on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts? It really helps people to find the show. This conversation is with Marielle Williamson. Marielle just graduated from high school in Los Angeles. This past spring, she was told by her school that she couldn't share information about plant-based milk or be critical of the dairy industry unless she provided pro-dairy content as well. So Marielle is suing both the Los Angeles Unified School District and the United States Department of Agriculture for violating her First Amendment right.
My name is Marielle Williamson, and I'm a senior at Eagle Rock Junior Senior High School in Los Angeles, California.
Do you go by Marielle or Marielle?
Either one.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You are currently in a federal lawsuit against the school district and the USDA.
Mm-hmm.
Can we start at the very beginning?
Well, I got an email from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine through my former internship, Factory Farming Awareness Coalition. They were looking for California students that they could have participate in a day of action where in our high school campuses, we had a tabling event where we gave out cookbooks and raffles and prizes and stickers and just kind of talked a little bit about why dairy was problematic in schools, the ethical, environmental, and health impact. I participated in this with one other California student at a different school. Her name is Morgan Greenlaw. She was in my internship with me. And she got permission to do her day of action. My principal did not allow me because of this federal law that states that any sort of spread of information that may restrict the sale of dairy on school premises is prohibited. I'm not quoting it exactly, but that's basically the gist of it. I'm a senior. I've been passionate about these issues for a while now, and I didn't want to just give in to that. So talk of a lawsuit came up. The Physicians Committee is an incredible organization. They know exactly what they're doing. And so we decided that that was the best way to go about things.
Once you decided, okay, this shouldn't be allowed, we need a lawsuit.
Yeah. It was kind of brought up a little bit. It did seem pretty insane and extreme at first, but it's really not. This is so important. And given, you know, their media team and the work they've done, I just knew that this was going to have an impact. And it has, and it continues to. And I'm really happy that it has.
I think that one thing that surprised me the most when I first read about you and that you were suing the school district and the USDA, because basically they force kids to drink milk in a sense. And in every public school in America, this is the case. I was really surprised that this hasn't happened before. It's actually amazing that you're the pioneer, you're the first, because it is such an archaic, insane law that this is how it is.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking, definitely.
So your principal shuts you down because he has to. And then you decide to go forward and sue the school district. What happened? What are the steps? Because this is a long process, I'm sure.
It was over the course of 2 to 3 months where it was just consistent following up, asking, like, my principal really, really cares about his students. He really values student voice. He was just doing his best, given that he was so limited by a law like that. And so his conclusion was, you can do it. He wanted me to be able to do it, but you also have to promote what you're trying to criticize. He gave me like those, you know, those industry funded posters that are like all the vitamins and minerals that milk has. And, you know, one glass of milk has this, this, and this. And it's just so much misinformation. And so I wasn't ready to do that. The physicians committee was really great with the entire process. And it's obviously ongoing. There was constant checking in. There was always like, if you don't want to do this, that is totally fine. It's up to you. And yeah, so much support. And so we started doing some media interviews. And then once the lawsuit came out, those interviews came out, and then more started pouring in. It really got attention pretty quickly.
Can we back up a little bit? Because there's people who don't know about any of this. Like when you were doing your ideas for your presentation, will you talk about there is power within the schools, first of all, and how unfair that is to a lot of students as well?
More than half the population is lactose intolerant. So many people are lactose intolerant. 50 to 80% of LAUSD, Los Angeles Unified School District, which is the second largest district in the nation, is Latino, and that population has much higher rates of lactose intolerance than, say, white people. And these students are being essentially I don't want to say forced, but very, very strongly encouraged to take a product that is detrimental to their health, that they cannot digest. And I've seen this myself. When students say, I'm lactose intolerant, or I don't want to take milk, they're like, oh, just throw it away then, because it counts as a sale for the dairy industry. There's so much kind of subtle propaganda that I didn't really realize until really setting up this day of action with the physicians committee, which is that milk is highlighted more than any other product in our cafeterias. Our cafeteria is laid out where milk is bright and colorful. You know, there's pink, purple, blue, green, brown, blue. Oh, I said blue already. Yeah, it's so colorful and it's so eye-catching, more than any other product, more than vegetables. And more than the main course, and no other food has this, aside from the ethics and veganism and all that. Plant-based meat and you know, like a vegan burger can be promoted, but plant-based milk cannot, because of the stronghold the dairy industry has. And then we learn about it in health class, how you need milk and calcium for strong bones, you know, the food pyramid. There's pictures in my cafeterias, there's posters in our cafeteria menu for the month and our summer menus. It says got milk, it says strawberry and chocolate and low fat and 2%. And we do have soy milk, but there's only like two every day. And it's hidden. Students can't see it. Students don't know it's there. Students need a medical note or a note with a medical condition signed by a parent or a doctor stating what it is.
To get the soy milk?
Yeah. Isn't wow. it crazy? And students don't even realize this. It's insane. And then when a student wants to raise awareness to this, they're shut down. They're told, despite all of the information that we see promoting dairy, you cannot promote plant-based milk unless you also promote dairy even more. It just goes to show that there's something more to it.
I guess most students don't complain because it's all they've ever known. It's been there since kindergarten. I've read, is this true, that water's not even put out as an option?
Water's not put out as an option. Water's not allowed to be promoted in schools participating in the National School Lunch Program because of this federal law. That's not to say, and to be clear, water is definitely allowed in schools. Of course, there's water fountains everywhere. But in terms of promotion, there was an issue a few years back where a school was serving water bottles in front of milk, and students took more water, and it affected dairy sales. And so that federal law includes water. Anything, any promotion of any product that restricts with dairy sales is prohibited on school premises.
Do you know how long this has been set up this way?
I did my history internal assessment on how the dairy industry became so mainstream. And it started really with like World War I, where they shipped powdered milk overseas. And then with the surplus of milk production, instead of decreasing milk production, they increased it. And then they worked with government to promote it. And then rules with the school lunches were installed, and like working together with fast food companies to promote cheesy, dairy rich products was promoted. And so it's been like a century.
And since this started with the lawsuits, I'm assuming the reason no one's done this before is because it's taking down a giant. Like it's massive.
Yeah, for sure.
You're pretty brave.
Thank you.
What have people been saying to you since the lawsuits came out that these are now going forward?
Well, obviously the support from the plant-based community is overwhelming, and it's really great to see. And I've had some peers who have told me that they don't really care about animals. They don't care about ethics with veganism. But upon reading the LA Times, they were like, well, I didn't realize how much of a human rights issue it was too. I tried Beyond Meat the other day, and I'm like, wow, this is great. Because people who, you know, read past the catchy headline and actually understand the story and why it's so important are actually doing something about it. And, you know, they're talking with family and they're talking with friends, and it just spreads.
Monica, who's the executive director of FFEC, when she was on the podcast a long time ago, and she told me that back in the day when she was doing TFA on a reservation, they literally had to walk around the cafeteria and make the kids drink milk. That was like part of their job. And I thought about this a lot then, and I still think about it a lot, like how we can be forcing kids, like any type of food or drink on kids. Like I said, the thing that really baffles me the most about this is we all know it's, especially people in the plant-based vegan community, we all know it's wrong, but that, like, no one's been fighting it. And it's a fight that we all, I think anyone in our community should be supporting and really doing anything they can to fight it. So this is probably going to take a long time. What are the predictions about this?
I mean, my dad works in court. He's a psychologist, and everything he does takes years and years. So hopefully by the time I'm done with undergrad school.
You're a senior right now. You just finished school, or you're going into your senior year?
I finished on Friday.
Congratulations. You're going to college in the fall. Where are you going?
I'm going to Duke University, but I'm going to their campus in China.
Do you know what you want to do after?
I mean, I know my passion. I know the general idea, which is obviously in the direction of animal rights or environmental justice, but definitely regarding eating plant-based. But I'm going to major in international relations and public policy. And I want to be able to work on getting different countries to work together towards a more plant-based food system.
I am amazed and impressed and really happy that you're doing this, as I'm sure a lot of people are.
Thank you.
And I mean, it all goes back to like, this is why we are where we are, and not just in dairy, but in the food system in general, as we have so many archaic systems running the show, and we all grow up with it, and so no one questions it.
Yeah.
You know, or it's really hard to question.
You kind of realize how messed up it really is, how school is the only place where a lot of students can get healthy food. And instead, this product is being pushed on them that is not healthy. And you know, when you ask strangers or people who are first getting introduced to veganism or eating plant-based, it's always like, well, where are you going to get your protein? Where are you going to get your calcium? As I said, too, like before going vegan. And really, all of that is the only reason we're questioning that is because of all this information that's pushed onto us in school. And the dairy industry knows that students who drink milk in their teen years and childhood years are more likely to drink it through their adulthood and their entire life. And so that's why it's so pushed onto them.
I know so many adults who are way, way out of school who still think milk is like incredibly essential and healthy It's the same thing. They grew up with it. Their mom gave it to them and their schools gave it to them. It's not really until your generation where kids grew up with a lot more alternatives and parents who believed in alternatives that kids are even like drinking other things. Like it was kind of, we were force-fed milk for decades. I'm so glad that you're bringing this to everyone's attention, you know, because I know so many people who have kids who are like, oh no, we could never do vegan because what would they have instead of milk? I'm like, are you kidding? Like there's so much better calcium out there, but they don't question it.
When I first went vegan, my friends were like, are you going to force your kids to be vegan? Are you going to force your kids to eat meat? You know, it's because that's the worry. It's those essential nutrients that we can only seemingly get from animals.
Somehow the USDA got this in the school system and the government got all of us to believe that the milk from a cow, like another mammal's milk, is essential in humans. It's one of those things that we will look back on at some point and just be like, how an entire world fall for that?
Mm-hmm. Not dog milk, not giraffe milk, cow's milk. I bring that up all the time in debates and people are still like so avidly defending it. And they're like, but the calcium, it's like not even human milk. You switch to the mother of a different species. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. We're getting there. The world's changing slowly. I do think your generation will change it a lot quicker. I hope there's a lot more kids like you. I'm going to be watching you. I'm going to be watching your case. I think a lot of people will. And cheering you on. So thank you.
Thank you.
To learn more about Marielle and to learn more about her lawsuit, go to our website, speciesunite.com. We will have links to everything. We are on Facebook and Instagram at Species Unite. If you have a spare moment and could do us a favor, please subscribe, rate, review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps people find the show. If you'd like to support the podcast, we'd greatly appreciate it. Go to our website, speciesunite.com, and click donate. I'd like to thank everyone at Species Unite, including Gary Knudsen, Caitlin Pierce, Amy Jones, Paul Healy, Santina Polke, Ayana Peoples, Olivia Deming, and Anna Kollner, who wrote and performed today's music. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.